I don't like much to tell from my own experiences, but I had a very interesting experience today, which somehow follows up what I talked to you about last night. That this morning I went to De Piero's. De Piero's is a, you know where it is, right? I mean, it's a farm store, it's a vegetable store, to get some vegetables. I mean, it's 5 minutes drive from our house, maybe? And that trip seemed to me like 1 hour. It seemed to me so long, and the road was so bumpy, and the houses, the landscape was so beautiful. So I had a, like you said, you went to the corner store. I mean, it's not really any farther than that, but it sort of was a trip, you know, a long sort of exquisite, I would say, trip. You know, I was just, you know, it's in marble bump, you know, bump, driving. It just confirms, you know, what I said. And I was watching after the Easter, I counted, you know, about like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you know, that the whole state changed. Things became fuzzy. So I presume what is happening is that instead of clearly seeing things, as soon as you start eating, that you start, the imagination somehow creates a fuzz. You know, so everything is out of focus anymore, and that nothing is as clear as when one is fasting. But of course you have to be attentive. I mean, if you are in half sleep, of course you are not going to see that. But I mean, if you really, like I said, if you continue to try to analyze yourself during fasting, you will see that it's really amazing. It's an incredible difference. For instance, when I look normally, and now when I look with a little more attention, it's like in the old-fashioned cameras, the things were sort of fuzzy, and when you sort of put it right, I mean, the eyes work the same way too. Now, the general looking around is fuzzy, but now, you see, I made attention and things became clearer. Can you do that?
But tomorrow I get my glasses, I can do that.
I'm sure Shakir, you are always clear.
He said he's going to get new glasses tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't think that will happen. It's a very nice time. I can't repeat what Yurjar just said, but as he's working IBM, he knows all those things. And he said that the human brain, sort of the electricity, the energy, the thing inside is just incredible. And for a machine to have that capacity, it needs incredible amount of, I don't know how many watts of something, joules, electricity. While it seems for the human being, for the brain, it's he said something like 25 calories. couple of raisins, but the machine needs a factory, you know, to produce this thing. The master is great. I mean, believe it or not, it's just incredible. And the human being is a phenomenon. I was reading in the New York Times today that it seems that there is a beetle, or whatever, so I was reading from some newspaper, that there is a beetle in the Sahara that it has got a thing on its back which collects the water it needs from the air. Then what it was like that? Somebody discovered something that...
Americans from Connecticut.
Discovered something that you can go to Sahara and...
Like,
but the beetle has it,
you know? Like the humidifier, yeah.
So let us know when the Imam is here.
Yes, about you.
Oradan bir yarım bardak soğuk su ne olur. And I like your flower arrangement.
It's beautiful. I reached in to see if it was actually growing like this.
I don't think so.
No.
The heart creation. Does anybody have a question?
Haftaya Türkiye'ye gidiyorum müsaadeniz olursa. Haftaya müsaadeniz olursa Türkiye'ye gideceğim 3 haftalığına.
Yolun açık olsun.
Eyvallah.
Allah'a emanet ol.
Allah razı olsun. Bir arzunuz var mıdır isteğiniz?
Biz de geliyoruz inşallah yakın.
Eyvallah.
Yazlığa mı gidiyorsun?
Evet, yazlığa altında 3 hafta kalacağım.
Git. Ananı, babanı, aileni, memleketini gör. Çoktandır gitmedin mi?
Kışın gitmiştim aslında.
Kışın gittin mi?
Şimdi yeğenimiz oldu, ablanın kızı oldu, onu da göreceğim inşallah.
Piyano mu çalıyorsun? Nerede o günler? Tis makine.
I just sent you an email about traveling. So I just, that's what busy day.
Yeah, I figured it out. Tomorrow you'll get your answer. She didn't phone me today.
Bulamadım da babacığım bugün. Hmm? Bulamadım da babacığım bugün.
Bulamadın beni. Hmm. gelmedi.
Valet mesaj attı.
Evet.
Onu 20 geçe burada olurum inşallah diyor.
Onu 20 geçe?
10 dakika sonra burada olacak.
İnşallah. So we have about 10 minutes. Our imam is coming in 10 minutes. So what should we do with those 10 minutes?
Wait now with me.
What's your recommendation during Ramzan for, you know, when we do when doing extra ibadah, you know, we're doing our namaz and but we have time, we can read Quran, we can contemplate, we can, you know, do extra tawheeds, we can do a number of different things. Is there one thing that you would recommend we focus on during this time?
Everything is valuable for you if you don't do it mechanically. But you must realize that, for instance, you said, you know, making tawheed, taking takbir, you know, reading the Quran, and all these things, if it is done heedlessly and unconsciously, but I think what is most recommended, not only during Ramadan, but because it is Ramadan is such an intense time, that it is tawbah, to repentance. Repentance necessitates for any intelligent person a lot of steps. No, we can't just. We think repentance is like astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, al-azim. These are words. You know, I think that you have to really think that what are you repenting for? You have to really know a specific thing what you are repenting for. And then you have to analyze it. Is it really bad or not? Because sometimes, you know, it's not really so bad, but sometimes it may be little, but because it has affected. We don't realize that Allah Ta'ala is generous and forgiving, and when, for instance, we miss our prayers, we miss our tasbih, we miss our even fasting, you know, it's okay. But if it concerns somebody else, and if I hurt somebody, if I have taken somebody from somebody else, you know, it is anything to do with somebody else's disadvantage. I mean, that is a real serious problem. So obviously, it is not only to realize, then, you know, to realize the harm and to try to make it up. Not just ask Allah forgive me. No, you have to get the forgiveness of the one who you have done harm to. I mean, it was a tradition during the Ramadan. I mean, sometimes people are cross with people and they don't speak with each other, you know, that they have to make up during the Ramadan somehow. Yeah. Yeah, tawbah.